Our next composer is making her first appearance on Into the Light. Norma Beecroft was born in Oshawa, Ontario in 1934. Her parents were both active in the artistic field. Her father, Julian Beecroft, was a musician and inventor and a pioneer in the development of magnetic tape. This up-close relationship with technology was to have a profound influence on Norma's later artistic interests. Her mother, Eleanor Beecroft Stewart, was a successful actress. Norma started her musical studies with piano lessons. Let's get a glimpse into her later studies by way of a Canadian composer portrait CD of her.
She was the first woman composer to go to Europe, certainly from Toronto and from probably this side of Quebec. And the fact that she had associated, or was at that time associating with, some of the most important names in contemporary music, like Berio and Nono, Maderna, Gagliloni as a flutist. And this gave her a certain prestige.
It was the kind of prestige that could only have been earned abroad. Norma Beecroft was out of the country for 3 years, and her European experience transformed her. It all began with a scholarship to Tanglewood in 1958.
And it was a wonderful time because Claudio Abbado and Zubin Mehta and all these great conductors were there, all the students. And it was Claudio Abbado who said to me, well, why don't you consider going to study with Petrassi? That's where the suggestion came from. And I wrote to him, and he accepted me as a student and told me I should enter his course. Goffredo Petrassi. He was one of the leading composers in Italy at the time, and he was just starting to teach a course at the famous Academy of St. Cecilia in Rome, and it was an international course, meaning that the students came from all over the world, and there were only about 8 or 9 of us in the class.
It was at the end of this period of study, in 1961, that Norma Beecroft composed the one movement, Improvisazione Concertante No. 1. It is dedicated to her teacher, Goffredo Petrassi. Based on a 12-note series, the work moves from a slow and lyrical beginning to a faster, more dramatic tempo, leading to a brief cadenza for the soloist and concluding in a quiet manner. The solo flute sounds intentionally improvisational, but every sound is notated precisely. In this performance, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Victor Feldbrill.